In the studio now, I welcome from the Hope for Isaac campaign, Jade McSorley. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me as well.
It's all right. Do you want to get slightly closer to the mic?
I am close. I'm getting there.
Yeah, sorry.
No, that's all right. Thank you for having me.
That's no worries. No worries. Thank you for coming in. So, we've got a lot to get through. We've had a great chat already,
yep.
So hence the silence.
Yeah.
It's live radio, ladies and gentlemen. That's what you get. But firstly, what is Hope for Isaac? And most importantly, who is Isaac, please?
Isaac, he is absolutely amazing. He's just literally just the cutest, sweetest, most adorable little boy you could ever meet. And he suffers from spastic quadriplegia, cerebral palsy, which is probably one of the worst forms of cerebral palsy. But he is so determined to hit all of these milestones and everything. He's just literally, he just doesn't stop. And he's just so cheeky as well. And basically, his mum, Louise, has been campaigning for a few years to get Isaac the treatment that we can't actually get over here on the NHS. She actually has to fly to America, to St. Louis, Missouri, and basically the first campaign was to get him the SDR treatment for his spine, and now we're actually campaigning again to get him his hip adductors done. So yeah, it's a tireless work, but Louise is incredible with it. She really is.
I guess she has to be, really, but
yeah.
Yeah, it's very hard work, but I would say, yeah, you say he's a cheeky, I'd say it's just a normal three-year-old little boy, really.
Yeah, he really is. He's got four brothers, sorry. And you put him down and it's like, oh, hang on, where's Isaac gone? Like, and he'll be in your cupboards, and he's just such a cheeky little boy. He really is. He's just so adorable, and he's so inspirational as well. I mean, like, you look at him and he's just got the biggest smile and the biggest heart, and yeah, he's just a normal little boy to us, really. He is like family to us. So
you can find that with children with special needs, that they just keep on going. They don't let it get hold them back, do they?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, like, he obviously we did know that he was going to be a bit behind of like reaching milestones and that, but it just never stopped him. I mean, like, his brother's obviously going up to bed, like walking the stairs. Isaac would literally army crawl from the bottom to the top. Yeah,
bless.
He just wouldn't stop.
I want to do it too.
I know, yeah, he did as well. And his brothers are so encouraging. His big brothers are just amazing with him. I mean, like, they just treat him like a normal child, because he is a normal child.
Like,
no matter with a disability or not, he is Isaac, and that's, you know, the way he is. And he's just, like I said, 100% cheeky.
Each child is unique.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
In this world, none of us are perfect.
No, exactly. That's it.
So this treatment he had, you say he had this treatment a while ago.
Yeah,
now,
he had
this
it last September.
Spine?
Yeah, he had it last September. He basically, what they'd done was sorry, you have to forgive me, I'm a bit rusty on the know of this, but he basically, I think what they'd done was they took tissue from the bottom of his spine, and they electronically tested it to actually see what was causing the tightening in Isaac's legs and his, you know, his arms and stuff. But so he had that, and he was like really progressing, but he obviously, he still needs a lot of like physio and stuff, and that does cost quite a bit. That is why we are campaigning, and we are so grateful for the donations we've had so far. But if you could, you know, donate, I'll give the Just Giving link at the end. But
Definitely.
He is, the community spirit behind Isaac is just amazing. Like, some people would, like, when Louise found out that the operation was actually a bit more than what it should have cost, some people were donating from as little as £2 to like £500, and it was just incredible the amount of support that this little boy has. is just amazing, and we couldn't thank the community enough, really.
It is amazing, just the way everyone just comes together. And some people might sit back and think, oh gosh, you know, to sit there in despair, think, what am I going to do? How are we going to pay for this?
Yeah. But it's, no, definitely.
I think, you know, for children, animals, or anyone, I think, you know, it's a natural human instinct. I think people do come together because they naturally want to help.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was just literally out of nowhere, like Louise said on Facebook, like she was really upset and basically like how much it was going to cost her. I don't actually know the full amount myself, but as soon as she said how much it was, literally from out of nowhere there was like £2, £5, £10, £500, £100, and just people, that some people that she didn't even know, like a friend of like her auntie's would donate something. I don't know your niece, but this is for Isaac, and they have hope for Isaac, which is exactly what this campaign is about. So yeah, we just we all have hope for Isaac, and he's just, it's so worth it, and he's just amazing. He really is.
Well, everyone wants the best for their child, and
absolutely,
if this is going to help him go that one step further, it's well worth, well, more than well worth
it. Literally one step further, because he will walk one day, and we just can't wait for the day when that does happen. I mean, like, he's got his cheeky little wheelchair, and he's got like his little monkey pictures on
it. I saw that. That seems really cute.
He's just amazing. He's just so, he's got the best smile, and his brothers as well. They are all just so such an amazing family. They really are. All of them are.
So this treatment that he's been having, you say it's not available in the UK.
No.
America's a long way to go, isn't it?
Yeah, St. Louis, Missouri in the US is quite a journey. Yeah, it is. And it comes at a price as well. But
yes.
I mean, like, maybe if they had this kind of treatment in the UK, like on the NHS, then it would help a lot more people out, because Louise, she'd done her research and she dug really deep, because at first she thought there was nothing available for Isaac, and then she'd really done her research, I mean, like, tirelessly, not sleeping at night, just looking and checking. Because the reason why Isaac actually has this cerebral palsy is because it was undetected that Louise actually had group B strep, and, you know, just one simple little test would have said if Isaac or his twin brother Zakir, it would have said if any of them had the cerebral palsy. So, you know, it's just one little test, and it's just so important.
I do believe that other companies are actually organisations, they're campaigning. It's £30 for this test, I do believe. And I do believe that they are campaigning with the government to actually get this test now for expectant mothers. Because, like you say, it's just so important in an illness with the child, or even a death, can be avoided for what the sake of, what, £30?
£30, yeah, exactly. It's amazing, really. But regardless of that, I mean, like, Isaac is Isaac, and he's just it's totally inspirational. He really is. He just doesn't let nothing get in his way at all. He's amazing.
But, Jade, you've got some events coming up, haven't you?
Yeah, we have an event in August, from the 26th to the 29th, which is at the King's Head in Hawley. They're having a bank holiday weekend extravaganza kind of thing. Like, they're having karaoke, coffee and cake morning, live band. Yeah, they've got loads going, and it's free entry as well. I mean, like, it's not going to cost the earth, but it'll be a great weekend. So if you can get down to the King's Head in Hawley on that weekend, yeah, that's the 26th to the 29th.
I'll be there, definitely, and especially if there's cake.
Yes.
Now, you've got another event as well.
Yes. I'm looking forward to talking about this one.
On the 4th of September, I do believe.
We have, it is the second Bush Tucker Trial event. And I'm so glad I'm not doing it this year, because I done it the first year.
Yes, I read up on this and I'm like,
Yeah, there's some funky stuff going to be eaten, let me tell you. So I'm not looking forward to serving the egg. The fermented egg is absolutely vile. And if any of you are listening who are actually taking part, and there is 12 of you, so I know one of you is listening, I'm providing your sick bucket, so be prepared.
So what kind of things have they got in this Bush Tucker trial, well, or dare we say?
Dare we say? Well, I know that there's going to be a cocktail of some sort. We had a cocktail. It was called a Beetlejuice, and it had like cottage cheese and bugs and fermented egg, and it was disgusting. And I'm sure I've known Louise for a long time, and she is probably concocting something even worse this year. So good luck, everyone.
You've got to have a strong stomach.
Definitely. I mean, we done it a couple of years ago. There was only five of us, and we were actually amazed that there's more people wanting to do it this time round. But a couple of years ago, I was sitting with my brother was next to me, and he ate a fish eye, and he bit into it and he went like swallowed it and he went, "I finished," but he didn't realise that the lens was stuck in his tooth, and he felt it and he projectile vomited all over someone in front of him with a GoPro camera. So it's not for the faint-hearted. But this time there was lamb's eyes, brain. That's only a couple of the bad ones. I'm not actually giving nothing else away. You need to come down on the 4th of September.
Sorry if you're trying to eat your lunch.
Yeah, if you're trying to eat your lunch, I apologise now. That'll probably be my own friend, Papa Stew. He'll be eating his lunch about now.
So you also have pitches available for local businesses.
Yeah, we have over 20 stalls at the moment and counting, I think. I mean, like, it's £10 for a stall. Bring your own table. And we'll basically, like, we want to promote local businesses. Mm-hmm. We want to give something back,
yes,
to the community, because they've done so much for us. I mean, like, it's what it's about. You support your local community, mm-hmm, and everything.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I mean, like, we've got things from craft stalls, cake stalls.
That word again, cake.
I know. Yeah, I'm tormenting you with cake this morning. I really am, and I didn't even bring any. But yeah, we have like craft stalls, like charms. Wine glass charm stalls and things like that. Just loads and loads and loads of good quality products, and from a local community that just want to come together for one special little boy, basically. So yeah, we are looking. I'm definitely looking forward.
Yeah,
to the
sounds like it's going to be a fantastic day. It's just fingers crossed now for the weather as well.
Yes, absolutely. We've got loads of inflatables down there as well. So yeah, it's only £7 for a wristband for like unlimited fun. So yeah, brilliant.
And you say it's free to get in.
It is free to get in. Yeah, absolutely. It's free to get in, and it's down at South Park Football Club. So yeah, get yourselves down there on the 4th.
You beat me to it there. I was just about to say when and where.
Absolutely. And it's 12 till 6 as well. Yeah.
12 till 6.
12 till 6. And it's the Sunday. And Sunday, I have to go back to work on the Monday.
Oh, well, never mind. Have a great weekend.
Yes,
but,
we will.
Yeah, so come along, have a fantastic time. It sounds like there's lots going on. And finally, you say you've got a Just Giving page.
We do have a Just Giving page. If you go to, if you want to donate to Isaac, even, like I said, if it's as little as £1, £2, anything like that, then all you have to do is go to www.justgiving.com/hopeforisaac.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And, thank you so much for having me as
No problem at all.
It's, we could talk for hours.
We could, couldn't we? Show finishes at 12. How long have we got?
Yeah. Not long now. I'll bring some cake next time.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, you said the magic word.
Yes. Excellent.
Jake McSorley from the Hope for Isaac campaign. Their events happening on the bank holiday weekend at the King's Head in Hawley, 26th to the 29th of August, and then again South Park Football Club in
Bush Tucker Drive.
And if you want to take part in that as well, good luck.
Yes.
4th of September, 12 until 6. Fantastic. So lots of things going on for you. I'm Tess Lucy. This is Susie Radio.